Open Windows, May the 6th. Spirit and truth in the inward parts. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways, declares the Lord. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. God's thoughts about things are very different from ours. We would often allow what God would never allow. He has an altogether different point of view about things. We judge in one way about things, and God judges in another. It is necessary for us to come to God's standpoint. Oh, we would say, there is no harm in such and such a thing. Oh, there is no wrong in that. Look at so-and-so and so-and-so. We take our standard, perhaps, from other people. We have known people to do that. Point to some outstanding figure in the work of God, in whose life was a certain thing. That one has been taken as a model to be copied. And so the thing has been taken on. Oh, there is no harm in it. Look at so-and-so. And I have known lives and ministries to be ruined on that very excuse. The question is, what does the Lord say about it? God says, walk before me, not before any human model, not before any human standard. There is no harm in it. So and so does it. It is quite a common practice. No, no, walk before me, says the Lord. We have got to get this in the spirit, in the inward man. It is deeper than our best moral standards. Otherwise, there is no point it being in the Bible at all. If our moral standards can rise to God's satisfaction, why must we be so handled and reconstituted? It is deeper than our intellect, than our reason. You cannot, by reason or intellect, arrive at God's standard at all. Not at all. Oh, do not think that by any other method of reasoning you are ever going to reach God's standard. You never will. Here it is only by revelation of the Holy Spirit. Christ has got to be revealed within our hearts by the Spirit. There is no point in Jesus saying, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all truth. If we could get there by our own intelligence, not at all. It must come by the revelation of Christ in our hearts, in the inward parts. This is something spiritual. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Spirit and truth go together. Only what is spiritual, what is of God, is truth. Only that.